boy.
We are live. We are live. Talk show. Live.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Well, hello, everybody.
Thy kingdom come.
Hello.
Thy will be done.
Janet Mead, how are you? I'm going to ring you down a bit because this is the Fakeologist Show. Hello, it's Thursday, the Ides of June, June 15th, year of our Lord, 2023. I don't know why you say year of our Lord. It is his years. He invented this place. And we have, as usual, on Thursday, very late because of me, our very special guest from Geelong Corporation of Victoria, Corporation of Australia, Frank the Salt Guy. Frank, thanks for showing up every single week, pretty much without fail.
I appreciate the, it's a privilege to be here, without a question.
Well, I really appreciate that sentiment. Thank you so much. And we are going to open up the FakeoTube chat again. And thank you for everyone who is a loyal, regular listener. And thank the good Lord that he helped Restream, wherever they are in the world, get their act together. They were the cause of all this trouble. Now, I'm going to warn everyone, this is day two of my high-speed bonus internet that they bribed me to sign up for at half price last week. This is day two of it not working. And it's not working for the entire neighborhood. And I know that's true because I actually went out and verified there is a cable truck at the end of the road sitting in a hole. The guy is in a hole somewhere trying to find two wires to join together. That's my guess. So we are on the backup system, and I am anal about backup systems. And Frank has a phone call.
No, I've killed it. Sorry about that.
It's all right. I'm anal about backup system, and I was actually thinking of getting rid of the backup system because I haven't really used it in a while, but that's when you need it, when you're thinking of getting rid of it, or you do get rid of it. So we are going to keep it. It's much slower, but it's fast enough to run this stream, and here we are, and lots to talk about. I don't really have an agenda because I've been playing with technology all week.
I have an agenda.
You do? Because I was setting up a backup mobile internet service, because that's the other thing I never really had. And as you know, we have a globalist mobile company that shuts their whole system down once a year. And it usually happens in April. So I wanted to have a backup system, so I've done that as well. And in doing so, I got an iPhone, only because I wanted to A, test it, and B, use the AirTag tracking system, which only works with the iPhone. Well, there you go. So that's my technology story. I've been really playing around with technology this week, which is why the site may have been suffering. So if anyone has any complaints, just send a donation and we'll read your complaints on the air.
That's right. We'll pretend we care.
Yeah. And let me turn on the telephones in case anyone wants to call in and talk to Frank or me. Or both. Well, Frank, tell us about your agenda while I turn on the phone lines.
Well, I've just posted a link to you that...
you want to share it on your side?
The News Corp. Can I do that? Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you can share. That would take the burden off me.
Yeah, okay.
As you know, and you want to... Oh, I left the main show on. Wait, no, what did I do? No, I did not. Sorry. I am a technological mess right now. I'm going to turn the phone lines on so you can.
So I've started sharing this screen.
Yeah. So any of you wonderful listeners want to call in, you're certainly welcome to. Frank has a screen he's going to share, and here it is. Here it is. Maximize. Oh, Dan Andrews.
And so
Dan on the left?
No, that is a woman, apparently. I've met her. I've seen her in the swimming pool.
It kind of looks like Dan.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
She looks completely different to when I saw her, last saw her, but that's okay.
Okay. But it's not Dan Andrews himself, herself.
That is Dan Andrews on the right.
Yeah.
So the story is...
Bless you.
Thank you. The story is that Dan is resigning.
Okay.
And in fact, the story was that he was filling out the paperwork this morning.
Okay.
According to my brother, that was came over the radio, but I haven't been able to confirm that.
Okay.
And so it reads, I'll read it, the Victorian government today has quashed reports that Premier Daniel Andrews is close to stepping down from the role. The okay. state government was insisting it's business as usual after News Corp reported that the veteran Labor Premier was close to quitting and Deputy Premier Jacinta Allen.
Another Jacinta?
Well, the other one's Jacinda.
Oh, God, it's too close for comfort for me.
And Allen instead of Ardern. It's a bit, you know, do-do-do-do-do, isn't it?
It's, yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, and I hate to say, and
but a government
and we must launch a transvestigation at once on that person.
But a government spokesman said, we are focused on delivering what matters for Victorians.
What matters?
They provided no further comment about Andrew's future. The claimed planning for a smooth transition in power has been underway for months.
Yeah.
Allen has been advised to bring a strong leadership team around her to ensure that she can step into the top job at short notice. And the report said Andrews could be looking at potentially stepping into a business role in Australia or overseas. Andrews led the Victorian government through the coronavirus pandemic, implementing one of the world's longest lockdowns from Melbourne that brought harsh criticism from some Victorians. Well, they've never said that before. Everyone have always said that everyone loved it. But he has proven a success at the ballot box. He led Labor to a thumping state election victory last December with only about 30% of the primary vote, I might add, on par with his
well,
famous
let's not, first
landslide.
30% is a majority in the parliamentary system. It's very typical. There's no need to minimize 30% because it is the normal number.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the woman on the left, Jacinta Allen, who I have met.
Mm-hmm. Can you verify her womanliness?
She looked like a woman to me in the swimming pool that I met her in.
All right. Were you appropriately dressed, as was she?
Well, I was in bathers. Yeah, I did have my bathers on. Yep.
You were in a thong?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No. Is the short answer. Terrible picture of Miss Allen, I must say.
You are giving us some political theater tonight, which we...
And... So there's more. So this morning,
change your name to Rollo.
This morning, I want to talk about Rollo. This morning, they announced that they are closing down the train lines to the two larger cities in the western suburbs of Melbourne, while at the same time,
why
closing down the largest road from the western suburbs into Melbourne, mm-hmm. all at the same time for the next month.
Why are they cutting off the western suburbs?
Because apparently they are going to do that because they need to complete this tunnel that they didn't need to build. But
tunnel to nowhere? Usually a bridge to nowhere.
And this is, anyway, it's just a shambles, 100% a shambles. And then at the same time, they've decided to create a new major projects authority. With I don't think any transition time, they've just said, okay, one day to the next, this new authority amalgamates to other authorities. So it's just a complete masterful effort to just make everything a total mess.
Okay.
So it's just amazing.
Some political theater.
Well, it's theater with real consequences for, you know, the hoi polloi.
And may I advise you to use the Brave browser with ad blocker so you don't have to look at all those ads on that page that you brought up?
Okay.
Save your bandwidth. Turn off all these ads. Okay. Well, okay. Are you done with your local political analysis? Because it's,
well, I just think it fits in with the all these premiers are abandoning the ship.
Well, he's a little late. They've been abandoning them for a while, but
he's very popular. But I think he's
he's not popular with you,
and apparently something's gone wrong as well. And apparently, New Zealand Labour are about to be wiped out in the polls as well.
Yeah, but will it matter at the end of the day? The answer,
I think, the damage is done. Yeah,
we have COG, continuity of government. It doesn't matter who's in.
Yeah,
the same way. But okay, that kind of leads me to a video I just put up by this guy, and I'll have to bring my screen up now. We can bring yours down and mine up, and here we go. If we had a switcher producer, he could do all that for us, but I have to do it myself. Happy to do it. Happy.
Oh, happy days.
And this is a very interesting, this is a very talented guy called Shaking My Head Productions. I believe he's Australian. I'm not sure though. Let me bring up his YouTube channel. And he's had many YouTube channels, and he also has websites. So we're going to bring it up here, and he's got a biblical passage at the top. Can you see that? Awake and sober, 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Does that ring any bells in your biblical brain?
not really.
Okay, he turns on the lights in the haunted house, quote unquote, our scripted reality, and hopefully helps others see through all the lies fed to you from the cradle to the grave. Do your own research and apply discernment to come to your own conclusions regarding this content. I'm just showing you what I see so you can look into it. Kind of like me. I'm going to subscribe to this guy.
Oh, I'm a fan of this guy, Shaking My Head. I've watched
him. He's very, very, very good.
Yeah.
He has
outstanding YouTuber. Yeah,
I'm at fakeologist.com. That's my email address. I don't mind if you subscribe me. And this is anyone out there. People do this without asking, and they don't really have to. But if you want to subscribe me to something good out there, you can use my email address and punch it in, and then I'll have to confirm it, obviously, if I like it. But if someone finds something good like this, I'll subscribe to it. Again, I'm not one of these people that I'm afraid to give out my email. Everyone should have multiple emails anyway, but I'm at fakeologist.com, frank@fakeologist.com. Do you want me to sign you up too?
I'm already in his thing. Well, he's
I'll send
not
you
his up website, but his YouTube.
I'll sign you up. frank@fakeologist.com. So, yes. Okay, so he is really good. And look at the video archives. He has a ton of stuff. It's extremely prolific, extremely talented. And I was going to send this to Rollo, the Rolls Royce of radio, because it's all about his hero, Donald Trumpsky. Now, Donald Trump is playing a role. He's playing the role of the populist president. There is absolutely no way he's on our side. And when you watch this video, right now, we're going through Act 49, or one of the many acts of his presidency. It's the longest extension to a presidency ever. Maybe he is between presidencies, I don't know. But this latest thing where he's being indicted federally for taking classified documents and putting them in his bathroom or his bathtub or wherever is just more absolute nonsensical political theater. And this Shaking My Head's productions guy put together a really good video yesterday, and he June 14th, so this is the 15th, the Ides of June, where he goes through just all the integrations of Trump, the wannabe president, Trump, the actor, and Trump, the actor in chief, and then, of course, Trump, the ex-actor in chief, playing the role of the foil. And I think the purpose of having him so integrated into the industrial entertainment complex is it really makes it really difficult for the average person, even me, to discern what's real and what's not. Is he the president? Is he acting as the president? Was he acting as the president? Is he still acting as the president? It leaves so much integration between real and fake, because he was constantly, way back into the 80s, being portrayed as the president in waiting, and then he became, maybe he never became the president. Maybe none of these guys are ever the president of the United States. Maybe they're all playing a role because I don't even know when the last real person swore an oath to be president of the United States. I think it goes really far back.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So what does that mean? That means the actor Donald Trump can do whatever he wants because he's not the sworn president of the United States. He's playing the role. There is no president of the United States right now, and there probably hasn't been. That is what this video really outlines, and really well. I'm not sure if he's trying to say that. I put the words lifetime actor in this title, but I just thought when I watched this out of the corner of my eye on the slow drive home, that's probably the message that you need to get from this. And I also listened to another podcast, and I used to be a patron. I think I still am, but I'm not sure. Charles Ortel Closing In with Jason Goodman, who is the guy that walks around New York City with his iPhone. And he does a really good job walking around doing walk and talks. It's not easy to do, but he does it. And Charles Ortel has a Substack, and they're describing the Clinton crime family and how they misrepresented so many things. And he's doing a deep dive into the presidential library and the Clinton Foundation, and how just by changing one word in the description of the corporation or of the foundation, they also are getting around being official.
Yeah.
So all these guys do this, and it's just by changing a word, the spelling, anything to make it illegal or not legal. Not illegal, but not legal.
Yes. So the advantage of that is if you know it, then you can challenge jurisdiction if you're brought up in any offense from any of these things that they do. Yeah. You can escape it if you understand that.
But here it is. This is Charles Ortel. He doesn't really have too much action on his blog or on his Substack. It's called The Art of the Steal, which is a takeoff of the Donald Trump book called The Art of the Deal. And this Charles Ortel really goes after the Clinton Presidential Foundation, the William J. Clinton Presidential Foundation. And most people are never, ever going to read this. They're never going to try and figure this out but I really admire the people that do, like Charles Ortel. It's really a lot of work for no apparent gain. But they are looking into things just like the wonderful Catherine Watts of Bailiwick News on Substack. She looked into the whole American domestic bioterrorism program, otherwise known as COVID. And she found all the laws and all the ways that everything they're doing is totally legal. It's above board. It's totally fascinating. It really is. And almost nobody would ever dig deep into this. I mean, just reading the Federal Register where they record all the laws, almost nobody is literate enough to deal with that kind of material, I would say. You still there, Frank?
I'm still here. No, I'm nodding.
Yeah, you're nodding feverishly.
No. Not feverishly, but I am nodding.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah. And I don't even think that Bailiwick News knows about Charles Ortel. That's what my job is, to try and bring all these things together under one roof so you can see the patterns.
Well, I posted in the Discord a discussion by Gary Wayne.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and that I listened to, he describes the, in my opinion, that the power structure and the way it all works very clearly.
Where is that? Where can I find that? That sounds interesting.
I'll find it here.
Let me play a bit of this. Shaking My Head Productions. Let me unmute it. I wish I knew where he was. I'd like to have this guy on. Not many of these producers don't come on to podcasts, but. Or maybe they don't get invited. I don't know.
Well, our breaking news this morning, folks, is that former U.S. President Donald Trump has left a federal court in Miami.
Well, I want you to listen to this, by the way.
I'm listening.
Listen to this part, and I'm going to stop right. I'll stop. Stop me if you hear something that is really illustrative of what I've just been talking about.
Okay.
It comes in the first minute or so.
Where he pleaded not guilty to all charges of mishandling confidential files. He was released without any special conditions.
Stop.
Prosecutors saying they do not deem the
37 magic number.
No, it's not a number. I wasn't looking at the timestamp. It's what this guy says. Let me go back 10 seconds.
Not guilty to all charges of mishandling confidential files. He was released without any special conditions. Prosecutors saying they do not deem the former president to be a flight risk. There was no mugshot because the claim was that he is such a recognizable figure. The former president left the
That's what I wanted you to hear. Are they mocking you or you or me and everyone else or what? We don't need to take his picture because we already know what he looks like. That's not why they take a mugshot, is it? Oh, isn't that funny? Like,
how can there's no business like show business.
How can this
like...
guy say that with a straight face? That's the funniest part. This news.
Well, that's what Australians do.
Oh, it's so funny. And
they do not deem the former president to be a flight risk. There was no.
And then they show a plane. The Trump plane. He's not a flight risk. Isn't a flight risk leaving the area? I mean, where else do you just. He doesn't even stay in the state. Oh, my God.
That's right. And we don't know what he does with his makeup. You know, dyes his hair. You know, unless he's orange with two lollipop sticks up his nose, who's going to recognize him?
Right. Well, you'd recognize him by the plane that he's in. You know? And he drives with a bigger motorcade than the president, probably. So it's just fun. It's just when I heard that, what else do you need to know? That he's not in a court. This is not a real court. This is the intelligence.
I think everything about Trump was unearthed perfectly when Fast Value patiently, logically, diligently spilled his intellectual seed onto stony ground with Rilo on Sunday night.
Yes, if you stay to the sixth hour of the Fakeologist audio chat.
That is just a gem. That interaction between Fast Value and Rilo says it all for me.
Let me give a little bit of applause to Fast Value. Well done.
Yes, I'll do the same.
He has the patience of Job.
Job. No question.
With Rolo, because Rolo is such a non-fake. Rolo's no fakeologist, let's be honest. But it's important to have non-fakeologists on so we can really try and use them as an example.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that, you know, for him, for the two of them to do, that was probably the most instructive bit of fakeology you're ever going to hear.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm kind of immune to it because I've been soaking in it for so long. But if you're new to Fakeology, if you're new to this kind of discussion, go to fakeologist.com, click on podcasts, and you come up with this website, this page, created last year by the great Velicent. Thank you. And we have two different shows, the Fakeologist show, you're listening to that now, and the Fakeologist audio chat. That's where we meet on the Discord. And we can't meet on Telegram anymore because they deleted it. They really didn't like.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. They deleted my profile. They deleted the channel. and I don't think they liked us leaving the microphone open 24/7. I don't think in this day and age it really uses that kind of resource to cause a problem, but they didn't like it. So we're off there. So I'm not going to start that up again because I've never been deleted so fast. Yeah.
You need to cut that audio. Mm-hmm. That audio of Rollo and Fast Buddy out of that chat and put it separately. It is just stellar, in my opinion.
Well, if anyone can grab the timestamps, I'd be fine with you helping me there. I'll add that to my 500 things to do. That'll be show note number 5. We make show notes as we're talking to you tonight. I've made 5 show notes so far. Usually when Frank brings up a site or I bring up a site, I put it as a show note. But make sure you go to show note number 5. That's the show. And it's 6 hours. It's all over the place. That's what the audio chats are all about. There was Rollo, Velo, Typo, Derico, Farce Value O, Rick.
Skip the first 5 hours and just go straight to the Fast Value Rollo exchange.
Well, let's find a clip here.
You're listening to the Rick and Rollo show, where two guys from Australia talk about pop culture and media fakery.
All right.
With esoteric and comedy mixed
hour 5.
Something that I figured that all of us would kind of know by now.
That's fifth hour.
But I mean, if you want to feel like there's a knight in shining armor somewhere that's going to come and
I think Donald Trump is the knight in orange armor. He's with his skin.
Donald Trump did so much damage to this country and the world during his presidency. whether or not he is an actual real person that was trying to challenge a system. I'll assume that was true, but he's responsible for. Well, he's still one. He calls himself like the Godfather. See, he's very proud of this, and he still promotes it to this day. About
any more than Hillary? Any more than Hillary? What about Joe Biden? Did you see him sack it the other day on stage?
Okay. We're talking. Let's try to keep on track here. Trump was in the position of the office that we call the president. So if we want to assume that he has power and he can do things, while he was there, he did a tremendous amount of damage. He didn't do anything good. He didn't fulfill any promises that he made during his campaign.
Didn't he give people hope?
Let's say that you're being held prisoner in a cage and you promise the people you're going to let them out next week. Well, they have hope. They have hope that they're going to be let out. So, yeah, okay. Maybe he gave people hope. We could give him credit for that. Did he let him out of the cage? No, he didn't let him out.
Yeah,
he didn't let him out.
Stop. Mexicans come in.
Huh?
Are you talking about the wall that he pretended to build, the Mexican?
Everything. The he didn't drain the swamp. All he did was fill his cabinet with bankers, Rothschild people, Goldman Sachs.
Does that make sense? It's absolutely true.
Here's Bill Cooper.
I want you to all listen to me very carefully.
Listen, Rollo. Listen to Bill Cooper.
You're being led into an illusion that the popular vote elects the president. The purpose of that is to convince you that this nation is a democracy, which it is not, never was, and never could be.
Now, that particular point, Ab.
Get that through your thick head.
I had I had an English teacher that came, I think I've said this before.
Yeah.
That came out from the USA.
Yes.
Terrific teacher, just terrific teacher. But when I said to him, the USA is not a democracy because...
No, it's not.
And I was...
It's a constitutional republic.
I was 14 or 15 years old.
Way ahead of your time. Way ahead of your time.
I knew then, it was very clear that the states can vote for their president however they like, whatever system they've got, and mm-hmm. they don't have to pay any attention to the vote at all.
Correct.
And he was completely frustrated with me about that.
You were that smart at that age? I'm impressed.
Well, that part I knew. Well, how did you remember, know that? I need to tell you, though, that I think I have already told you, my mother was what's called the president of the Federal Electoral Assembly of a fellow called Jim Cairns. And Jim Cairns was the deputy prime minister of Australia.
Okay, how is that? Okay, but why would
so I was heavily involved in politics as a child. My childhood was engrossed in politics.
Why did you know about America? I know everyone in the world's obsessed with America. Were you the same in Australia? Obsessed?
It was just the discussions that we had about the nature of, you know, political power in my childhood.
Because the Australian system is a
constitutional monarchy. That's right.
Right, constitutional monarchy. Is it called the constitutional monarchy? I guess it is.
It is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it was very.
But they don't have electoral colleges in our system.
No, we elect members, but we have positions like prime minister and so on that don't even exist in our constitution. All we have is members that you elect to the parliament.
Right. The prime minister in the parliamentary democracy, I guess that's what we're called, is the leader of the majority party.
Or the person that can put together a majority, yeah.
Right. Now, he has to have a seat. He has to be a member himself.
Yes.
He cannot stay prime minister unless he is a member elected in his riding. And they usually put him into a riding where he can't lose if he isn't already a sitting member by his own volition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it works. We don't vote for prime minister. The members of the party, they vote or select their leader, who becomes crime sinister, as I like to call them, and they swear an oath to the king, and they are loyal
and
to him.
And a secret oath, as you've discovered in the case.
Well, it's secretly public here. There was no secret. And the only secret is people don't pay attention to it, because if they listen to it, they should be horrified.
Yeah.
But let's finish. Let's listen a little more about Bill. You know what I like about Bill? He doesn't mind spanking the listeners and spanking the general public. I think he has such disdain because he's just fed up.
This is a constitutional republic where your vote counts is on a local level. You can elect local officials and state officials. Above that, you have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. The federal government has no jurisdiction within the states. Listen to me carefully. The federal government has no jurisdiction within the territorial boundaries of the states, and therefore cannot request you to vote, nor can your vote count. You vote for your local officials, city, county, and state. That's as far as your vote counts, period. Oh, I know, I'm really making some of you mad right now. You're jumping up and hopping around on one leg and hitting, bouncing off the wall. Who is this guy? How dare he say that?
I, you know, Bill Cooper had many things right, but he had many things wrong, but he had more things right. And sometimes it's just great to go back and listen to old stuff. Because there's nothing new that comes close to the old stuff. Thankfully, there are many archivists of the Bill Cooper archives, and that's the sound isn't the greatest. It's a little warbly, but man, you get the message. and I do like it. I like old stuff.
Yes, but it's the tragedy is how the parade has marched on.
Oh yeah.
You know, as I say, I've said this before. It's about people's personal decisions. Like with regard to 9/11, let's accept the official story as true. Even under those circumstances, there was absolutely no justification for individual American men and women to take up their soldiery and go and do what happened, or any Australian soldier for that matter. You know, they disobeyed the Bible. They disobeyed their own legal system. They were told that there was no, you know, there was going to be no trial, no justification for it. But they still, you know, individual men and women are the people that have to just say, I'm not going to do that, when they know that it's wrong. It's all very well saying, oh, my government tells me and so I'm going to do it. That's the problem.
And people do get killed when they are logistically moved around the world and using heavy equipment. They don't necessarily get killed by the enemy, but man, when you are working around dangerous equipment, dangerous chemicals, amongst many fast-moving parts, there is danger abound, and people do get killed in the exercise that they call war, strategic demolition and relocation.
Yeah. And you know, there are many examples, the latest one being the jab thing. People had to choose not to do it, and they could.
It was a difficult decision because the coercion was extensive, but everyone could have made that choice. And there are going to be more difficult choices coming up.
Hmm.
They haven't stopped.
Yeah. And really that discussion that Fast Radio is so patient, so thoughtful, so well laid out. I can't applaud him enough. And obviously you have to thank Rollo for being the foil.
Always. We always thank Rollo. Do you think Rollo
the world or God
realized he was the foil?
Constantly
hold on a sec.
I've got no idea. It's very difficult to judge. You know, Rollo's not that easy to read. He's obviously very, very intelligent. I don't pretend to know Rollo's motivations at all.
Okay, this is the video you gave us, Secret Societies and Their Role in the Apocalypse with Gary Wayne, legend.
So Gary Wayne wrote a book called The Genesis 6 Conspiracy. And he has really moving on to explaining what his view of how the world works, where the 300 that
John Coleman
talks about, and that there are 13 families and that there are bloodlines, and he talks about all of those bloodlines, what the role of each of the kings of England were in their particular family lines, their bloodlines, the Stuarts in particular, James the First Bible, and how that brought about English as becoming the lingua franca of the world. And he is, you know, talks about all of the bloodlines, how they relate, all of the various organizations, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, how they lead into different things, the Rosicrucians. It's a very, very succinct, well worth listening to. I think his model is likely to be correct. And, you know, he just tells you where we are in terms of the control system and how it works and how these people basically consider themselves to be the purest bloodlines directly descended from the archangel angels that came to earth everybody at Mount Hermon.
Talks. I am joined again tonight by the man, the myth, the legend, and renowned author, Mr. Gary Wayne. How are you doing tonight, Gary?
Doing very well, and thank you for inviting me back. And
he's a Canadian now, by the way.
Okay, I'll get a hold of him. See, this is why I don't have a camera. Is this really necessary to look at this funny looking guy and this avatar? No.
Very much looking forward to the conversation tonight. So, yeah, just happy to be here and staying busy as usual. I'll throw a little bit of shameless self-promotion in. So, just been working so hard on getting the next book out. So, I approved the cover design today, and it'll have some similarities to the first one. So, it shows as a linkage. And for people who aren't aware of what the book's going to be called, it's going to be called The Genesis 6 Conspiracy Part 2, How Understanding Prehistory and Giants Helps Define End Time Prophecy. So this book is specifically targeted at Christians, and it gives you all the information in the Bible about giants, hybrid giants, the angelic order, the rebellious angelic order. Gives you the terms coming out of that prehistory, and then I start to lay down some end time chronology and defining those terms in end time prophecy. And so it's hopefully going to be out by August or September.
Is somebody who is not necessarily into the Bible going to enjoy this, Frank?
Well, again, the point that Gary Rain makes over and over is it doesn't matter what we believe. It's what the people in charge believe.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
So he's laying out the story about the belief system, moral system, the moral code, the system of control that's been established by people that he is saying think this way. You know, Prince Charles relates himself back to Vlad the Impaler and even the Merovingian line. And each of these, and it's very clear from the way that they've interbred, you know, the Habsburg chin and leukemia and so on, hemophilia, I should say, rather than leukemia, that royal families were inbreeding to a very high extent, and that indicates, I think that's the evidence you need that they view themselves as a separate bloodline.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what the truth of the thing is. It's what they're behaving as if this is true.
Okay. Well, I'm going to listen to it. I always take people that I have on the show and know my way of thinking very seriously, so
I think you will find it matches 100% your views about secret societies, and it's not the Jews, it's not the Jesuits,
it is these guys.
Yeah,
Facebook. Okay. Gary Wayne, where is he from, I wonder, in Canada?
He's sitting around a lake in Saskatchewan, he said.
Oh, okay.
For the summer. He's there for the summer.
Okay. Wonder where he is in the winter. I guess maybe south, out of Canada. Okay. Very good. I will listen to this. Always like somebody new. A lot of ufology, not into that.
Well, he is... really, again, saying that there's no such thing. His view of the world is, as far as I can tell, it's flat and it's got a dome over it.
Oh, okay, the biblical model. Yep. Okay, a lot of stuff there. Okay, good. A new person to listen to. Thank you. That's good. And a new podcast. This will be show note number 7.
I've listened to him quite a lot, but I think this latest podcast that he's done with this fellow just ties all the strings together more succinctly than anything I've heard from him before.
Does he have any COVID commentary, or is it relevant to the conversation?
He just calls it just another one of the control mechanisms. You know, it's deception.
That's for damn sure. Okay, good. He's right on our, right up our alley. Good. Excellent. Amazing. I'm happy. Happy. How's the chat? Chat tonight? Let's hear. Ooh, Epic Souls. Not too much commentary tonight. Greg Schantz, who is a monthly donor. Thank you, Greg. Gary Wayne has been on the Paranormies a couple of times. Okay, Paranormies. That is a podcast. We can look that one up. We can actually look it up now if you want. We'll drop it. If you want to drop a link into the FacoTube, that would be fantastic. Greg, any links in the FacoTube chat are linkified, which means anyone in the chat can click on them. And they will turn into video comments after FacoTube renders tonight's show. FacoTube renders the show within 5-10 minutes. No other video platform does that, to my knowledge. Another wonderful feature of FacoTube, which is very wonderfully supported by all you guys here on the fakeologist.com/donate/donors page. Greg is one of the monthly donors. So Greg and Gibby and Ezza and Daniel and John and Epic Souls, who's in the chat, just know that your money goes really to FacoTube. And we have invited two other people in the last month. One is Frank's special friend, Amelia. I think that's her name. Cottage Remedies.
Emily,
sorry. She has put on a couple of videos, as you can see here. That's her lovely face.
Fakeologist royalty.
Yes.
Daughter of Philip G.
Yeah, who we barely know, but we're happy to. Yeah, he is a donor for a long time, and he is one of the silent donors. You know, I've often extended an offer to any of the donors. If you want to come on and introduce yourself, you're more than welcome to. There's certainly no pressure, and I understand lots of people want to stay in the background. But you're all definitely, we're very grateful for your support in the background. If you want to stay there, that's great. So there's Amelie. Has to be a very unique name. Amelie, and
There was a French film.
Oh,
named Amelie. It's a very famous French film.
And Amelie, if you're listening, you can change your name, your display name, to something other than your email address. I'm pretty sure you don't mind your email address being public because it is your channel email address, I'm assuming, cottageremedies@gmail.com, but you can change that. I can't change that, I don't think. You can change it to your name, not your email, but also we invited Mike in the Night, who is having major streaming issues. I like
that was
Mike.
A great show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I like Mike. That was just that was on the fly. I just called him up. Sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't. He does a lot of shows. He's got a lot of knowledge.
And the things you were saying about Portugal were very interesting.
Yes.
And I have a friend of mine is he's the CEO of a company that's studying a large phosphate mine in Angola. So it's
will that mine be for fertilizer farming?
Yeah.
Is that what phosphate's for?
Yeah.
Does that have a good future, the way they're shutting down farms?
Well, in Angola, it will,
mm-hmm.
because they're, it's going to massively change agriculture in Angola.
Yeah, I wanted to this, as I said, I was mostly listening, just glancing over to this playing as I was sitting on the parking lot known as our major highway in Toronto, and this video. But I'm going back. For all those who are listening and not viewing, I'm going back and on the video from Shaking My Head production on Donald Trumpsky, and it was heavily showing his integration with the entertainment world.
No mugshot, and because the claim
the movie Back to the Future, which I haven't even seen. I think I'm going to have to watch it. It's only what, 40 years old now?
It's all three. You have to watch all of them because in the last one, the third one of the series, it really plays on Trump.
Okay. That's probably what they're referring to. They bring those clips into this video. And Michael J. Fox, as you know, was integral, I guess, the lead actor in all three. Was he in all three?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
despite his severe illness.
Well, it was beginning, presumably, at that time. I don't think that came out until the 90s, maybe a few years later. Why? The only reason I find this interesting is because I have a couple YouTube videos still up. Most of them have been taken down, not by me. And every now and then someone comments on my YouTube channel, which, again, has almost nothing on it. And someone just, I don't know if it was an old comment that I just finally saw maybe a couple of years ago that was chiding me for putting up the great Dave Jay's video where he's showing how Michael J. Fox is faking it on the Letterman show. I thought it was interesting that Michael J. Fox comes into this video produced yesterday, June 14th, 2023. And, I guess he found a clip that he put into this video of Michael J. Fox coming out of the airport. And when I was watching the video, and this is supposedly recently, within the last few years, I didn't see any of the shakes. So let's watch.
Civic improvements and lower taxes. On election day, cast your vote for a proven leader. Re-elect Mayor Rick Thomas.
It's got to be a dream.
Mr. Fox, Matthew McConaughey recently said that all celebrities should come and unite around President Trump. Do you think that'll ever happen?
I understand politics.
Yeah. I mean, do you think celebrities will...
I attack specific issues. Uh-huh. ACA. But I don't talk politics.
Anyway, I didn't see any of the shakes there, did you?
I didn't see anything, no.
No, I think he started to rev it up towards the end, just maybe tried to stutter a bit because he realized, oh, I better get in the role. it must be, you know, these guys are professional, let's be honest. So they're always ready for these situations, but I didn't see the normal shakes. And you could just say, well, it's 30 whatever years of taking whatever this drug is. But again, look around yourself in your own world. How many people that are diagnosed with Parkinson's go on for 30 years? It's the same as Magic Johnson. How many people that are on AZT survive 30 years? It just
none.
Yeah. Yeah, there's your answer. None. Except in the magical world of entertainment, which is all around us. So that is from this fantastic video by Shaking My Head Productions. It just shows the integration, and the show just goes on and on and on. And it has nothing to do with who's running the country because they don't run the country. Surprise, surprise. There's no secret nuclear codes. There are no nuclear bombs to have secret codes for. There's no briefcase. There's no classified documents. Everything is out in the open, actually. It's an open secret that everything that you make that is confiscated in the form of taxes goes right into the military industrial system and comes out the other end. Maybe 80% is stolen, 20% is used to produce something on the other end, but most of the money is just, I would say, straight up stolen.
Yeah, but you know, really, the money thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's, you know, the government has worked out what things it wants to do.
Yeah.
And it organizes to get them done. I think you're only taxed just to keep you poor. That's all.
Right. Just to keep you hobbled. The medicine is to hobble you. The money system is to hobble you.
It's not. The taxation thing is nothing to do with we need that money because money doesn't produce anything, Tim.
Yeah, I agree.
People's physical efforts that does the stuff. The issue is just about taxation, just to, yeah, just keep you poor. That's all.
Just to keep you
and create pain.
Just to keep you rich enough or poor enough, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So you can take care of your own prison cell.
Yeah.
They don't want to bring you in to feed and house you. They'd rather you do it on your own. And the only difference between their prison and your prison is what side of the door you lock.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, they lock the door. At the end of your night, you lock the door. Yeah. So that's not my original line, but I love it.
And Gary Wayne explains fully that the USA was created from start to finish to be in its current role, to be the enforcer, the policeman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything about the USA was that it was to become the thug of the world.
Thank you, Greg. He linked this Paranormies episode, season 8, episode 3. I don't have seasons at Fakeologist. I just put show numbers. I think that's easier. But I know everyone else likes to play the season episode game, but I just have show numbers. I think it's easier. What do you think, Frank?
Well, the only problem is when you get to 666 or, you know.
Oh, yeah. We pass 666 on the FACs.
You get all sorts of. No, I'm kidding. I think what you're doing is completely fine in all respects, Tim.
Thank you. Well, thank
I cannot,
you, Greg.
I cannot sing your praises enough.
I know. It's sickening. Okay. The second one is with Trump. I just see one. Paranormies. I think I have to fix your URL. It's got a space in it. Let me take that space out and see what you got here. You did a search on the paranormies.com. Oh, here we go. Tartaria. That's not really my thing. Tartaria, Antiquitech, and Antediluvian everything. Okay. So the second one is season 8. Oh, quite a few of them. Okay. I'll put that link as well in the show notes. I'll put that in as well. A lot of show notes tonight. I hope everyone is grateful for the show notes because I like show notes. I don't like podcasts that say, just go to the website. You'll find it. Oh, yeah, I've got all day to go through your website to try and find something you probably didn't put there. Who's Biff Tannen's dual timelines?
So Biff Tannen is the Trump character in the that, you know, he's the bully in of the hero in the first movie. So he starts as a horrible child, beating everyone up, and then ultimately in the final thing he ends up as the Trump figure in the final movie.
Okay, this has 12,000 followers on Twitter. Okay, here's another thing I gotta follow. Oh my goodness, the content. We are living in an age of so much information. It's just, if you choose to accept information overload into your life, you will be just overwhelmed. And a lot of it is good. I do my best to curate it, but it's an impossible task at this point. It probably always was. But this is why it's great that we have this crowdsourcing of information. This is a term that IPS likes to use. I think it's a good one. We're just crowdsourcing information here on the Fakeologist News and PSYOP Deconstruction Network. Maybe we should embellish the tagline of this website. But this is another. This looks pretty good. What is? Here we go. Trump raises 6.6 million in 6 days. In your face.
Now, Tim, I must bid you a fond adieu.
And I must close the show. I'm going to. You've been very patient tonight, Frank. Thank you for wasting at least half an hour waiting for me to troubleshoot it, but I had to do...
It was much longer than that, Ab, but don't think anything of it.
I had to troubleshoot it eventually because I could not go on like this. I could not go on with a stuttering start and endless notifications. Frank at fakeologist.com, how to take care of your penis.com. He's Frank the Salt Guy. He's on our website. He is in the Fakeologist forums. He does take an ounce of salt per day. That's not medical advice, but he has much research presented that what you're told about salt is the exact opposite of what is necessary for optimal bodily function. So, yeah, take that with a grain of salt, but look into it anyway. And, Frank, I will see you probably on the weekend on the audio chats where there's always something going on.
Take care, everybody.
All right, there goes Frank the Salt Guy. It's his morning. What is it? It's lunchtime there. He probably went to lunch. Have some salt on me. Salty talk. There goes Frank. Thank you, Frank. And thank you all. Thank you all for coming out. Thanks for hanging out. I'm glad we got the restream back. It wasn't my fault. And what else we got? Jacqua, later to you. Greg Shantz, thanks a lot for all your links. Epic Soul, Spanish Rut, Blake70, Nitwit, unknown user, all in the FakoTube chat. You can join FakoTube. Just go to FakoTube.com and press log in or register. It's on there somewhere. And subscribe to all the fantastic FakoTube videos that I put up. And make sure you go to Fakeologist.com. Go to my blog. Go to my Telegram. Go to my Discord. Go to my Gilded. Send me an email. I'm at Fakeologist.com. Donate, fakeologist.com/donate. You can use your credit card. You can use Epic Cash. Epic Cash is on sale right now. It's not on fire. It's on sale. It's half price from last month. Check it out. And we also take cash by mail, although I think I'm going to close the box again. Nobody's there, but there are lots of ways to donate if that's what you like to do. Your time, your talent, your treasure. We'll take all three, any or all of them. And we'll be back on the audio chat on the weekend. Fakeologist.com/audio chat. Everything is on the main page. Everything goes from here. All our socials, all our website links, and our own search box. Check it out. And see you next time. James Roguski, by the way, rescheduled for next Monday at 8 o'clock. Let's see if he can work his calendar next week. James Roguski on Stop the Who. That's what it's all about. But he's back. Thank you, and good night.